Joining us now is the comedian who claims he was chased to his car, Melbourne-based comedian who was invited to the event in Colac, Joel Creasy. How are you, Joel?
Hello, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Has this incident been sensationalised by the media?
Not one bit, and I've not heard the interview with the mayor, but that is very, very disappointing because it has to be reported, otherwise things like this are going to be kept being swept under the carpet. And yeah, it's really disappointing hearing his comments, actually.
Well, there's obviously a lot of second and third-hand reports going on. You were there in the thick of it. What actually happened?
I was there. Well, the real kicker was I'd been to Colac earlier on a tour a few months before where I'd had a homophobic comment said to me after the show, which made the paper, the Colac paper then. This is probably back in June, and hence why I was invited back to Colac. To make amends in a way, and for them to show me that that Colac isn't a homophobic town. So it was it was very ironic.
So what happened?
So I went to the event. I took three friends along. Another guy who's also gay, and two of my girlfriends. And the second we arrived, there were these two guys in the event that wanted to cause trouble, and said some things to us that were very patronising and very, homophobic slanted, but nothing too aggressive at this point. And I pointed out the two guys to the organisers. They kicked them out. And then about 45 minutes later, when I was leaving, they were out the front waiting for me with many more friends, the two main perpetrators up front, and they asked me if I wanted to touch them, which to me just is so, like we can't control ourselves. And I said, no. Thanks. We do actually have standards, and then they were saying, "What did you say?" And then they're after us and saying, "We want to bash you," and that's a clean version.
How many, Joel? There's been reports of from 10 to 30. How many do you reckon were there
in
that group?
Two main guys, and the number just kept building. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of guys. I don't know if they were all in the same group or they were all checking out the scene. But when I turned around. Once I was in the car and turned around and looked at the street corner that they were standing on, there was about 20 of them. However many of them were in the gang, I don't know, but there were two main perpetrators and there were definitely more than two yelling abuse.
The mayor says, no harm, they weren't throwing knives.
No, I cannot believe he said that. They were threatening me physically. That is the same as, almost the same thing. I cannot believe he would say that. They were, and not for any other reason other than that they hated who I was.
Were you actually physically touched?
I wasn't physically touched, but we moved pretty damn quick, my three friends. So, and this was at 4 p.m. or just before 4 p.m. in broad daylight on a Saturday. I'd hate to think what they would do at any other time of day when there's a little bit more cover.
And so the version you've given us there, you've obviously tidied up the language. It was quite threatening and offensive
language. Oh, the
language
was... I've toured the country doing comedy and the language I heard was... And these are probably, 16, 17, 18-year-old guys with foul. Like, we've never heard some of these gay insults before.
You are openly gay, and I understand your sexuality does play a part in your comedy on occasion.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you've never experienced anything like this before, though?
Never. And never. I've toured the country. I've played a lot of regional towns, and I've never experienced this. And I do think Colac's a beautiful town, and I did have a great time there while I was touring, but it's now two for two. Both times I've been there, I've had a homophobic experience.
What do you reckon this does for other gay kids who might be living in that community?
My heart breaks for them. I met some of the gay youth at this event and they were so lovely and some of the nicest people I've ever met. And to think of these guys hurting them, taunting them, I'd hate to think about having to go to school with them. It's just horrible. And it only highlights the work that this dynamic group in Colac are doing. It's so important and because they need the help.
The mayor was sort of saying there that, it's just a few people and you can't stop, I guess, the attitudes of some people. Is it, and the suggestion that we could have been reporting on the actual event, and it does sound like it's a terrific event.
Absolutely.
But why is it important that this sort of thing is talked about and made public?
Because we hear, you hear of the gay youth suicide rates are so high, they're almost 10 times the rate. Of a heterosexual youth, and it's horrible. And I never, I've never looked that much into it. I've been quite lucky. I live in the city. I've never had, too many problems. And then, seeing this on Saturday, I can see why those rates are so high. What they have to put up with is horrible. To have that abuse yelled at you, not because, and you've not done anything to provoke them. Mm-hmm. We didn't do anything to provoke them. Having that abuse yelled at you purely for who you are and who you choose to love is just foul. And that's why these people, I think, need to be pointed out. And you can't just let it go. And it's sad that the mayor wants to do that. You have to point it out. They have to know that their behaviour is wrong, and that is not how humans interact, and that is not how you should ever treat someone.
Joel, did you go to the police?
We've been in touch with the police, but nothing formal has been done just yet.
Would you lay charges? Because by all accounts, that is assault that you have suffered.
Absolutely, yeah. We're considering it, and we're in talks, and you know, if that's what needs to be done to, you know, get the message through to these guys or stop it from happening to one of these, you know, youth who, you know, are defenceless, you know, a 15, 16-year-old struggling to come out, then, yeah, maybe we'll have to.
Has anyone from COLAC, from the council or the organisers of this event contacted you since this story came to
light? The organisers of the event have contacted me, but I've not heard from anyone else from COLAC. And interestingly enough, I've been on Twitter and I've been on social media about it, and the responses I've been had on social media are, you know, very comforting, and the comedy community have gotten behind this. But I've also, you know, spoken to people from COLAC who've gotten in contact with me, and they've said that's why I left COLAC, or people from other regional towns have said, yeah, being a country person, I know how hard it is to come out, and I deal with this abuse daily. So the fact that these people are telling me this tells me that there definitely is a problem.
Does it put you off visiting regional areas?
No, it doesn't. I feel like I can take it, and as a comic, you know, I deal with hecklers on the stage all the time. But yeah, definitely, it does put me off a little when I'm being threatened and I'm being physically threatened.
And you were fearful, Joel. Do you think if you had a hung around or, you know, kind of stuck your chest out at him and said, "Well, come here and say that," you would have been in trouble?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad I took friends. I was going to go to the event on my own.
Hmm.
Really glad I didn't do that. They were out for me for some reason. they wanted to wanted to hurt me. So
well,
definitely.
As I said, you've got witnesses. It sounds like a clear case of assault to me. I reckon you should go and talk to the police. Maybe that's the best way to address these behaviours.
Yeah. Well, I think so. I think I'm with you.
Good on you. Thanks for joining us, Joel.
No worries. Thank you.